Test 1. Part 1. Short conversations. For each question in your test booklet, you will hear a short conversation. The conversation has a short title to tell you what it is about. Listen to the conversation and choose the letter of the choice that best answers the question that appears in your test booklet. You will not hear the question. You will see it and read it. You will read it quietly to yourself. Use your pencil to mark your answer on your answer sheet. You are allowed to take notes in the test booklet. Example: Watching an eclipse.
Hey, you've heard about the eclipse, right?
What? No, what eclipse? There's an eclipse tonight?
Yep, there is. It's not a full lunar eclipse, just a partial one. But it should definitely be noticeable if you're paying attention to the moon. It starts kind of late, though, at 2:10.
At 2:10 a.m.?
That's right. We're taking the opportunity to go out for a nice meal and then to the late show at the cinema, so we'll still be wide awake at 2. Making a sort of occasion of it, you know? You can come along if you like. I've already made some special boxes with pinholes to view it. It'll be fun.
It does sound fun, but I've got an 8 a.m. lecture tomorrow. One, upset with a friend.
I'm so upset with Tina. She's so inconsiderate. And I thought she was my friend. I feel completely let down. She knew I wanted to see the concert, and she got tickets for everyone else, and didn't even mention it to me. No one did. And I've just got over the flu and haven't been out for ages. And I really, really wanted to see it. But I thought since nobody said anything, that they weren't going to go.
Wait a minute. Did you ask anyone? Maybe they presumed you were still too sick to go and just didn't want to make you feel bad.
Well, that's what Tina said, but I don't believe it. That's no excuse.
I think maybe you're overreacting a little.
Two, surprise party.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Are you doing anything Friday?
Let's see, Friday. No, I don't have any plans. Why? What's up?
It's Beth's birthday on Friday, and I'm organizing a surprise party. She's expecting me to take her out for a meal, but that's all, and it would be great if all her friends could be there waiting at the restaurant when we arrive. And while we're at the restaurant, some other friends will prepare the house for the party. We'll get a live band and everything, and we'll all head back there after we eat.
What a nice surprise for Beth. You can count me in, definitely. Three, disappointing audition.
So, how did the audition go?
Oh, not spectacularly. I did well enough, but I'm not very optimistic. Honestly, they looked bored out of their minds while I was reciting my lines. In fact, one of the three wasn't even looking at me.
Wow, that's a bit harsh.
Yeah, but I think they already had someone in mind. I waited for about an hour before I went in, and while I was waiting, this really beautiful girl came in, you know, like a model or something, and they showed her right in. She didn't have to wait at all. I don't think they were even considering the rest of us. It's odd. I wish they'd said something. Then I don't think I'd have wasted my time.
Ah, what a bummer.
Four, sunny disposition. It's always such a pleasure to meet up with Lynn.
You can say that again. She has such a sunny disposition, it's practically contagious.
Exactly. She hasn't had an easy life either, you know, which makes it even more admirable.
Really? I can't imagine anyone ever treating Lynn badly. She's far too compassionate and gentle and fun.
That's not always how the world works, though, you know. Five, the road to the summit.
I'm not sure it's a good day for hiking in the mountains, particularly not for reaching the summit. Haven't you heard the weather forecasts? They sound atrocious.
We're not actually walking all the way, though, you know, there's a road that goes almost all the way to the top. It's a pretty spectacular road from what I hear.
Well, to be honest, I'm not even sure it's open all the way to the summit yet.
What? It's almost July.
Sometimes they don't open the road fully until August. They're forecasting snow at elevations above 1,000 feet this afternoon.
Seriously? How do I find out if it's open or not?
I'd call the National Forest Service if I were you. They can give you advice on weather conditions, too. And you might believe them when they tell you it's not a good day for hiking in the mountains.
Six. Food shopping.
Do you want to go to the farmer's market?
Yeah, definitely. I need some fresh vegetables.
And there's that shop that sells really nice bread just across the street. I can go there while you're at the farmer's market. Have you tried their blueberry lemon bread? It's amazing.
Yeah, it is for sure. But let's go together after the farmer's market. I don't want to miss out on the free samples at the bread shop, and I'll need some help carrying the bags anyway.
Oh, all right. But let's go to the bread shop first, otherwise they might sell out of the good stuff.
Seven, recycling.
What are you doing with all those egg cartons?
Oh, that's the recycling basket. See, there are bottles and cans in there, too.
But I thought you weren't supposed to recycle egg cartons. Aren't they contaminated with some kind of dangerous bacteria or something?
No. No, they say you're not supposed to reuse them. You know, fill them up with eggs again. But I don't think there's any problem with recycling the cardboard. Why would there be?
Eight, new use for a security camera. What on earth is that on your computer screen? It's like a security camera, but filming a bunch of bushes?
Why don't you go and have a closer look? Go on.
Oh, it's a nest of baby birds. How did you think of doing this?
Well, my daughter found the nest and I thought, why not? I'm not doing anything with the security camera anyway. So I set it up to monitor the birds' nests. It's been really fascinating. We watched the birds incubating the eggs, and then we watched the eggs hatch about a week ago now, I think, and every day we see the baby birds growing, and the birds are completely relaxed. They don't suspect anything.
What a great experience for your daughter.
She's very proud of it. She keeps bringing friends around, and instead of watching TV, they sit for hours watching the baby bird cam.